Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Yes. Just calling. I have got some mail to me in the mail. I'm just trying to find a little bit more out about it.
Sure, sure. If you could hold on 1 second, please. Let me just pull up that file here. And was there a 16-digit reservation code on the mailer you received?
Yes, it is.
If you could repeat that back to me 4 digits at a time, that would allow me to pull up the information we have on your business.
Okay. 25, 11.
Okay.
41, 01.
Got it.
0038.
I'm sorry, was that 4038?
No, 0038.
0038, got it.
0134.
34. All right. Just 1 second here. And I'm speaking with Odell.
Yes, you are.
How you doing today, Odell? My name is Zach.
Well, good, Zach. How you doing today?
I'm good. It's Friday. I got a half day today, so I can't really complain too much.
Got a half day today. You sure right about that? You're right about that. You ain't got too much to complain about at all.
Hey, Anna.
I wish they were in your shoe. Everybody wish they were in your shoe. Had a half day today.
Yeah, I didn't even realize that. I came in this morning, and my boss said, hey, we're off at 12:30 today. I said, okay, not to tell me twice.
That's right. It's going to be too long. What's
yeah.
That mean, California?
Yeah, so got a couple more hours here. But, yeah. But, hey, Odell, we got a new phone system about a week and a half ago, and we've had a couple dropped calls here and there. You know, God forbid, if our call were to drop, is there a good number that I could reach back out to you on?
Right, 901-372-2631.
2631. Great. I appreciate that. And let me just confirm a little bit of info that we have on your business. Are you still located at the 7196 Stage Road in Memphis, Tennessee?
71, repeat the address again.
7195 Stage Road in Memphis?
Correct.
Okay. Uh-huh. And then your business classification, is it a proprietorship, a partnership, LLC?
Inc. Corp. INC.
Okay. Would that be a C-Corp or an S-Corp?
C.
C-Corp. Got it. Perfect. So what you did receive was an offer for funding. If you let me know what you're looking to do, we do have a bunch of different programs. I'd be happy to guide you in the right direction, see if we can find a good fit to assist your business.
Well, mainly I'll just inquire, first of all, about it. And how do I take advantage of getting this free business credit report, too?
Okay. So
I'm just reading it. The letter, but on the business side of the funding, I see it said on here, it's got some circle unsecured loan up to 3 years.
Sure, I'll explain. I'd be more than happy to explain all that to you. So we have a bunch of different programs, but our main programs, the most popular, are our working capital program, and that would be the unsecured program.
Right.
And those loans are six, typically to 24 to 36 months in length. Rates start at right around 10 cents on the dollar and can go up from there as they are unsecured. So it's a little more expensive than your average, your typical secure, something that's secured with equipment or property or things of that nature. These loans are based off the sales from the year previous of your business. So just for a nice round number, let's say you did $1 million last year, you know, we could potentially unlock $100,000 to $150,000 for the business to use, you know, as you see fit for inventory, bringing on new employees, paying down debt. You know, we don't follow the money, so you use it as you see fit to assist your business. And then there's daily, weekly, and monthly payments with that. It's just a matter of looking at a couple more documents regarding the business as far as cash flow is concerned, credit, to really hammer down, you know, what we could make available to you. The second program... I'm sorry?
No, go ahead, you keep on talking. I'll just ask my question when you get to. Go ahead.
Okay, and then the second program, if you were looking for equipment, it would be our equipment financing program. Now, this is 2 to 5 years in length, a monthly payment, and there's no down payment required, typically just a first month's payment. And this is more like your car loan, typically, you know, monthly payment, and it's pretty straightforward there. So were you looking to bring on any sort of capital or equipment to grow the business, or...
Yeah, well, I was kind of really just looking at a couple of things. What do y'all deal with? small business like mine with revenue of $250,000 or so like that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We help. We specialize in small to medium-sized businesses.
Okay.
So that's definitely in our ballpark right there.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Do y'all... Let me see. My next question was... My next question, you said equipment financing. Do y'all finance equipment for any startups?
Yes, we do. We do.
Meaning like a laundromat equipment.
I would have to look into that. There are certain industries that are restricted with startups just because it's kind of volatile, and you know, some of these like restaurants, things of that nature, you know, some of them don't last more than a year. So there's restrictions with that. So depending on the industry, yes, we definitely do help startups, and we definitely can help startups bring on equipment to you know, get their business going. So it's just a matter of seeing where what states you're in and what industries are restricted within that state, if that makes sense.
I'm in Tennessee.
Okay. Okay. I would have to actually look into that, and I would be more than happy to look. But
I know you're getting ready to go today. I have a day, but just, you know, check into it for me, and then get back with me next week.
Yeah, yeah. I'll definitely do that. So were you looking to bring on machines for a new business, a startup laundromat?
Right. I was inquiring, you know, something like that for like, for something like that. Just asking a question. Yeah, for laundromat. Uh-huh.
Sure. So was that just a hypothetical, or is it something that you're, you know, considering?
It would be something that I like to consider down the road. That's with, you know, in conjunction with my operation that I deal with now, my catering company. On the pond, because I've been in business with my catering company for 28 years.
Oh, wow. Congratulations on that. That's awesome. I talked to a lot of business owners. I talked to a lot of business owners, and, you know, that's a great amount of time to have been in business.
Yeah,
congratulations to you there.
Up and head down, you know, on that pond right there. Yeah, this is my 28 year.
Wow. Wow. Is there a certain type of food that you specialize in creating for your catering service, or...?
No. I mean, it's full time. It's not seasonal. What I do is I go out to the. I've always went out to fix pretty much what you want. We have general standard menus, but you don't have to order off that. But I mainly do a lot of corporate catering. Catering. My revenue has been up. It's been up. It's been up more than it's been before the economy crashed on that part. But it's been, too bad. But I'm just trying to see, can I do something, not getting out of the business, but just trying to create another different other source of revenue.
Right, exactly. Another side business, and that's what everyone's kind of doing these days, is having more than one business to, you know.
If I can use my primary business to get this other business going.
Absolutely.
That's my other question. If I can use my primary business to get this other business going on that part right there, that will be, that's what I was looking at, because I probably need some, maybe like, I don't know, $80,000 to $90,000 in equipment loans.
Okay, so yes, we can pull off the equity of your current business to help grow this new venture. That's absolutely, we can do that.
Right. Yes, so I was just trying to kind of get some, just trying to play back and forth with the numbers and stuff like that. Yes.
Do you know maybe a ballpark of what the sales were for the catering business last year?
My sales last year on my catering operation was pretty much around 200.
Okay. Not a.
And it fluctuated when it did, like a little dip. I don't know how it was, because the previous year before then, which was 2014, it was $390,000.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I was just saying, it ain't so much fluctuate where it goes down. I normally run in that upper part, and it just depends on what is taking place. Mm-hmm. In the marketplace on that part and different stuff, so I can have it like that, so it's not a problem with that.
Okay, what are you? Do you have any projections as far as what you're on pace to finish up at this year?
This year, I'm looking to finish somewhere probably in the neighborhood about 2.5, 250.
Okay. Excellent. Yeah, we can definitely help you out. And, you absolutely have the right idea as far as using your current business and unlocking the equity within it, you know, because it's really tough to do to grow, basically grow another business, you know, and that's the idea behind these loans. And that's why they're short term in nature as well. So you can, you know, get that project completed and get that project paid off and move on to your next project. So you're not paying on something, you know, 3 years down the line that you've already completed, if that makes sense.
Right. Yeah, actually, what I was really looking at trying to do, well, I would have done it before the crash. I ain't going to take up your time. I was just trying to learn about the problem.
I'm here for you, man. We go all day. It's all good.
I was really trying to venture into that part of it, and that into the laundromat part of it before the economy crashed. I then kind of backed out of it from that standpoint of just staying like I am. Was having a lot of personal loans, like car notes. I don't have a car note. I don't have credit card debt. My credit part. It has been hit just a little bit because I had a few rental properties.
Okay.
That is the only thing that really that has knocked me. But from the time that I had them, up to now, a lot of that should be falling off of my credit report. I don't know what credit range you're looking at and different stuff like that, but that's really the only thing that I had for us on my credit report for us doing that.
Okay, where would you say your credit's at? Is, you know, above average or average?
Depending on what you call an average these days.
The national average is 690.
It might not be there if I had some dings dealing with property till they fall off. I might not be in the high mill range 60s at all. But I know at the end of the year, because I said I was just going to pull my credit report and then get a free one, and then talking about me personally, pull my credit report, get a free one, and then look at cleaning up some things, because some of those properties should fall off, because it'll be past 7 years.
Okay. Well, you know what? We deal with credit tiers A through D, so we do have customers that have credit challenges, and, you know, it's not that big a deal. Would you say that your credit is above 600?
That might be pushing it. Yeah, it might. Yeah, something. It could be somewhere there. It might be somewhere there. I'm just taking it in consideration because I hadn't messed with it before it, but just one time, and it was really that time that I pulled it was like mid 500s or something like that. But see, I was looking at it at that time when after the market hit, because after some of those properties that had to actually kind of, I tried to hold on to them, and then people getting laid off, then some of them, the companies wouldn't work with you at the time like they're doing now.
Right.
And so they just sold back to them and stuff like that. So I know based on that, it's 7 years or something for a fallout. But on my credit report, what I looked at the time, when I deal with it, I know next year is 2017. I know a lot of them should be coming off of it at the end of the year.
And also, if you have kept your nose clean from there till now, that's going to build your personal credit as well. You know, no more notes out against you or anything like that. Your credit will build as well. So it seems like you could, you know, be potentially above 600, maybe mid-600s at this point.
Maybe. Could be. I know when I do it at the end of the year, because I thought it almost December again. Well, when December comes. Credit report come to me.
Well, let me ask you this: how quickly were you considering potentially opening up a laundromat? Or is this just the preliminary stages? And just trying to see what might be available and go.
This is the preliminary stages, trying to see what's available to get charged up to go at it.
Sure. So, you know, we could help two different ways. We can help bring on capital and the equipment, the capital for the operational expenses, and obviously the equipment so the facility can be up and running. So there's a bunch that we could do to assist in that. It's just a matter of, you know, seeing when you want to get the process going. And we would have to, you know, take a look at some quotes on the equipment that you would need as well.
Right, that's what I'm planning on to start working on more next year.
Is okay.
The equipment, and I got two potential sites, but then if I get one of these guys in town that one of the laundromat dealers that do laundromat to kind of give me an estimate equipment cost.
Okay.
I had it all myself, the equipment cost. I had the guy that do that, but that's been years ago, and I know prices have changed.
Right, right. Yeah.
An update version of the prices, because I had all of them. I just got to do my leg work again.
Gotcha. And on a side note, I've always considered, you know, if I was going to be in business for myself, is doing something along the lines of a laundromat, because it just seems like it's such low maintenance as far as, you know, what needs to be done. Of course, you're going to have to fix broken machines here and there, but you don't necessarily need an attendant there all the time. It almost runs itself, in essence.
I got a friend of mine. He actually, we wasn't racing. It's funny. He beat me to it. We weren't racing to do it. I didn't even know he had thought about it. But he had a printing shop.
Mm-hmm.
He had a speedy print franchise, and he moved out of town. He sold it and moved out of, I'm in Memphis, Tennessee.
Okay.
I forgot where he moved to, but man, he sings the blues about it. He started out with one,
uh-huh.
Now he has two, and man, he sings the blues, and I remember this shop telling him I want to kind of start off by having one and then just, you know, start with one and then go from there, because
yeah,
those corn ops. I experienced the real estate side. I like the real estate side of it, dealing with
mm-hmm.
the rental side, because the part that I was dealing with, at the time, my rentals was coming from the government. It was Section 8.
Right.
And Section 8 paid a good portion of it. They paid all of it. Then the government, some kind of way, they did a little twist, and then the tenants paid some portion. That's where it started getting off and different stuff like that.
But right.
But I learned something from that on that part that's dealing with it. But I said, well, you know, what I learned from that part, I will probably go back to it. But what I learned from that part was to buy cash.
Yes.
Buy cash. And I ain't got to have so many of them, because, see, I had about 16 properties.
Do you still have any of those properties?
I have now two.
Okay. Because income, you know, made from those could be considered part of your, you know, gross annual sales as well, if you wanted to combine that with your catering sales.
Right. Well, see, and that's good that I'm talking to you, because, see, I'm not trying to, you know, I'm really trying, you know, you can talk to 1,000 different people about financing.
Uh-huh.
And I ain't been talking to 1,000 of people. You know, I get stuff in the mail. I look at it. I might call and just, you know, inquire. But I'm trying to see, you know, if I can find this partnership. Like, I'm kind of talking with you, and we can kind of slowly work it, because
yeah,
it's a work in progress. I'm not a fast walker. I mean, I'm not a fast dude that do stuff overnight, because I know
right.
I got to do my homework and stuff. But if I found someone that I could
partner with and help you grow,
they could help me. They could help me. I can help them, like you telling me. You know, I need to know the price of the equipment, this, and overall.
Yeah.
That's what I try to do, because see, I want to be able to stick with this person if
mm-hmm.
there's any way, even if I got to do something else to help me get to where I'm going to do business with you. That's what I'm saying.
Exactly. And Odell, the beauty of this is we actually, you know, we have vendors in our network as well. So we could set you up potentially with the right person to get you that equipment, you know, at a great rate as well. So, you know, there's a lot of different options here and ways that we could attack this project.
Well, I mean, well, then what I will say is I would really like, I know time is money, and money is time for you and stuff like that also, too. But I don't want you to think I'm barking you down. I need, you know, I need to be able to walk it down and do my due diligence to get this framework together.
Of course.
Where I can get to the next stage or the next stage.
Of course.
If that sound halfway correct on that part and so, and I know the biggest part of it for me is going to be that equipment, and I've been really kind of playing that in my mind. Okay, I need a partner from the standpoint with the equipment, and I know there's a lot of different things. Like I said, come in the mail, I get it and throw it in the garbage. Sometimes I don't even look at it in my office, but I do open it up and say, well, let me ask a question. But I don't do that with everything in that partner. I just open yours up. And so, well, let me call them and just see, because you never know.
Yeah.
Might answer a question and say, well, hey, we might be able to do this. And I tell my story from a standpoint like I share with you. I'm not sugarcoating, saying, hey, I have had some credit clicks, but, okay, I'm working on this to correct it. And so whatever I got to do to correct it on that part to get me to where I'm trying to go on this next phase with this journey, I want to do it because I want this journey.
Yeah, and actually, absolutely. I hear you. Yeah, and I'd be more than happy to give you advice or, you know, my professional opinion, you know, as we go through this journey. I'm here to help. You know, that's my job.
Okay. Well, that's cool. Then, if you got a direct number and I can write your number and name down, I want to put it here because I want to slowly work on this journey.
Okay. How about this? Do you have a good email address? And I will just shoot you my number and then my direct dial number, and then you will have my email address as well. So if you ever want to reach out to me either by phone or email, you can always have that option.
Okay. Well, let's see. I do, but it'd be so many people. I'm trying to keep some things where everybody ain't reading it. Since I'm a catering company, and we kind of share. I'd really like to try to keep some things. You know, where everybody ain't just reading it. Everybody, I mean, you know, a few people that helped me out doing that, I don't want them into all that. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, let me just give you my... How about I just give you my direct dial, and then we'll go from there.
Okay.
So, Odell, you can always reach me directly at 858-779-0426, and that just goes directly to my office.
Okay, 858... You said 859?
I'm sorry, 858.
858-779-0426.
Perfect, you got it.
Okay, and your first name?
Is Zach, Z-A-C-H.
Zach.
Okay. Like Zachary.
I got a friend of mine there. But you own something too, because he has two of them, and I'm not so much worried about the two, because you got to get one. I ain't worried about the two. But the thing about it is that he listened at me, and because I kept sharing with him, I had did some research on it, and what I want to get done. I want to kind of diversify a little bit. I was really trying to do it with the houses. But my new plan is, I ain't dropped it. I'm gonna do the houses different from just you know, down the road if you buy some, once I get going with my little thing, buy a cat. But I was trying to take the houses, you know the houses, and I don't have to have 16 no more. I looked at them, all of them had notes on it, and I was paying it on time until when you got to help somebody else. And see, that's the other part of it that I learned with the real estate part. Okay, you got tenants in there, they got family. This person, it ain't that you're taking a soft spot, But you got, I had good tenants, man. And
yeah.
Now, but when you have people staying in your property, man, and they've been staying in your property over 5 years, I mean, they ain't bothering you and griping. When people have a little mishap, like hours get cut or, you know, downside for a little bit.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you just can't. I mean, I'm not cold hearted.
No, it's
your. Some landlords throw you out. And I don't do that because I value loyalty. You see what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
When I give people a chance, like they give me a chance.
And typically, humans are good people and we'll help each other. So, I mean, that's
so,
human nature.
Right. So I looked at it from that standpoint because I was going to use the housing, corner of laundromat, and then I also did the research on self-service car washes.
Yeah.
Those things are great retirement pieces. I actually talked to wealthy people that's got them. And, I mean, I just bumped up, you know, I pull up on the thing, see a man spraying. He looked like he a bum, but hell, he wealthy.
Exactly.
No lie. I mean, I'm up with my catering truck so they won't, you know, they ain't scared to have them, you know. And then, you know, and you ask them. And I just drive and I said, wow. I said, okay, just one of those things. I can deal with that, but my man, Mr. Anthony, man, I mean, he just gets me fired up because he swears he's over there. You need to slowly start working on that, man. I remember when you was in my office and you were talking to me, and I wasn't even thinking about no corn up.
And then he goes ahead and pulls the trigger, and now he has two of them.
he has two of them, and he told me, he said, man, I wasn't even thinking about being in no corn up business. He said, but his printing thing was good. He had a Speedy Print franchise, but it was good. But you know, things that go and it has its life shelf. And
yes.
So it kind of, he had a lot of corporate clients, and when the downsides came, and you know, corporate America started tightening up on the purse string,
it trickled down to him.
Yeah, it trickled down to him. So he was able to just go on, get out of that, and sell it. And then he just said, man, I'm gonna just move out of town. Where you gonna reopen that? He said, no. He said, no, I'm just gonna go kind of just chill for a minute. Look, he said, but man, I think I'm gonna own my one laundry, man. I said, what? And the next time I talked to him, he said, man, I have opened it up. He said, man, I should have had this years ago. And I said,
oh, man.
He telling me, well, I don't have a tender that one. The man told me, like, he said, oh, dear, like, you know, I got it set up to where, hell, that automatic open the door itself.
Yeah.
I mean, all that. You know, you got, you know, security cameras, all that.
Mm-hmm.
I think he told me one of them, he might have a tenant in it. But he said, you know, it ain't like it's in a rotten, good neighborhood and nothing like that. But I just listened to him. I just said, man, I'm proud of you. He said, but oh, did I listen to you? You was talking about that. I said, yeah. I said, but you made a different move on that part. And I said, I got to rebound with all this, that other part with the real estate. Because he knew I had the real estate. And,
right.
And I guess he was weighing it out because I told him I had the Section 8 tenants. And the checks were coming guaranteed and different stuff. He said, well, you got any problems with that? And I told him, not so much with the tenants. He's hearing that you're being fair and firm. I said, but then, you know, it's time to go on.
Yeah.
And they in there with you, probably the other part I didn't say to you, too. I should have had me a little bit more reserved for that.
Uh-huh.
A little bit more reserved because, see, you got it, but then when you got to do what you do, because, see, what I was doing was, and I was managing my own. On the
uh-huh.
Panel. I wasn't doing the work, but I was managing my own. I had handy guys, and I had met with other landlords and stuff from talking to them. But the other part is the reserve on the part. So when you take a hit and you take another hit, because
you have a cushion,
right? Because what caught me was when the bank, they didn't know what they wanted to do with property, and they were just really out there. They weren't talking about modifying none of that stuff. It was just take it or leave it.
Yeah.
And then you couldn't short sale nothing because couldn't nobody buy nothing because the bank had one up on the credit score.
Yeah, it was just a double-edged sword that you couldn't win. It was just it was terrible.
You could you could win because the people that buys the houses, although, you know, from when you get a house 100, depending on the market we get in Memphis, I mean, we got all kind of great stock housing market too, but the bread and butter, what folks buying here, man, in California, the house here in Memphis that you can buy, a guy buy for at an auction, man, and we ain't talking about in a war zone. I'm paying them at the auction man for $17,000.
What?
These houses selling 3-bedroom, bath and a half, then they selling in California for $500,000.
Yeah. You know, I'm in
same house. It's crazy.
Yeah, I live. I'm here in San Diego, and I think it's one of the more expensive places to live in the country right now.
Expensive in San Diego. Yes, sir.
You know, I live in a. You know, kind of a smaller apartment near the beach, and I'm paying an arm and a leg just to have a place to store my stuff and sleep.
I can believe that. Anywhere in California you stand, you paying. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes,
sir. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Anywhere in California you stand. You paying a nice penny. You ain't got to tell me. You paying a nice penny.
Yeah.
The houses down here, man, when people come down toward the South Memphis, Tennessee, a nice area. We got nice suburban areas in the park. Well, my business, and I'm in this, my business located in the suburban.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing about it is the market, you got what we call the bread and butter houses. We have more houses for $50,000. Now this is when the housing market was up at its peak.
And how many square feet are we talking for like a?
You talking about 1,500 to 2,000.
What?
No, sir. I'm not lying. They buy them as rentals. I'm telling you. I mean, they buy them as rentals. That's really not fair. It'll still be around. Houses will be still around. But now people with cash, man.
That's it.
Cash, they can buy. They go there and buy. Man, spend $20,000. Man, you buy five of them. You ain't got to have 20. Five of them, cash paid.
Everybody you get tenants in there immediately, and you're making money just that quickly.
Right, and that's what I was. I was on the track, and I did it right, and I wasn't doing a fast track because I was also too trying to build net worth through the houses.
Right.
So like out of all of the houses I had, this amount of money. From the equity. I wasn't taking out the equity. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
Going buying big cars and all that crap there. I wasn't none of that stuff. I don't even have a big car. You know, and I because I was trying to develop, I had to develop me a strategy of my plan, like what I was sharing with you.
Right.
Not on ground one. But I'm on ground two. I'm just a little bit trying to get back in the phase of turning this wheel on that part.
Yeah, I hear you. You know, it's funny that you brought up the laundromat thing. You know, I've been going to the same laundromat for about a good 15 years now. And when I'm sitting there waiting for my clothes to dry, I'm thinking, how much does one of these places cost? There's no one ever in here. And it's always packed. I mean, no one as far as attendance, it's always packed. You know, it's open from 6 to 11 every day. And it basically takes care of itself. I'm like, how do I get into this?
Man, that's a cash-based business.
Yeah.
It's all wrong with me, man. That thing, now, it's a serious business. I'm serious.
Well, Odell, man, I would love to, be a part of it and, you know, kind of help and guide, if I could, to this next journey.
I'm calling on you because I think, hey, you'd probably be able to direct me one way or another, and helping me dealing with this finance. Cause I just really need. See, I ain't been out talking to a bunch of folks and that like that, cause I know that's been the deal. I've been trying to slowly get me back together. I know banks wouldn't deal with it from the beginning.
Right.
If the banks wouldn't have changed the game, I would have been at the time from the standpoint, even with my mortgages, I was gonna take the equity out of my mortgage and buy my equipment cash and then let it, it's almost like self paying yourself.
Exactly.
Right. That was another part of the plan before the crash hit, because the banks the banks, they just don't do it. Like, they took that little piece from the mortgage companies where you could just take a little equity out your property and stuff.
Right.
No problem. You ain't got to go through all that red tape. You just got to, you know, have your little stuff in order, and then you can get it and access money. So I think that's the reason why y'all have come around.
Yeah.
See this stuff coming in the mail, because I wasn't paying attention. I said, oh, okay, maybe this is the new other thing that's coming around, because the banks, the regulators, they the ones where you can't pull money out your house no more.
Right. And so we kind of noticed that when that crash happened, and that product, the working capital product, came out, which allows business owners to take equity out of their businesses, you know, instead of, you know, properties,
right,
or personal properties and stuff like that. So that's
right.
Kind of how our some of our loans had come about is because of the crash, and, you know, wanting to help small and medium sized business owners unlock equity that before they couldn't touch. So yeah,
right. That's exactly right, because I hear a lot of my other small business colleagues, because see, everybody had a little, that's how rental property came about, all those, you know, buying a property or property there, because you couldn't go to the bank, even with my experience with the bank when I opened my business up.
Mm-hmm.
I just still can't everything to the bank. That bank still didn't lend it to me like that.
It's crazy.
Matter of fact, I had one bank loan, sir, since I've been in business, and I just took proceeds. I just said, hell, it ain't gonna be enough to do this on that part. And I think the bank was introducing something. This is way back, probably my first 5 years in our large bank in the state, First Tennessee Bank. They were introducing some business card revolver, and they started going out. They were practically trying to give it away. I guess they were trying to give it away so they could get rid of some of that money. Invest for that thing,
because they're
right. Like, oh, just take it. And man, it wasn't enough to do anything with it, man. When I took it, because I said, okay, I'll just take it and I utilize it. And man, I paid it and gave it back to them and said, hey, I'll just do like I've been doing, pay cash, and, you know, come in the dough, get it, go on. But it wasn't like that. But the only time that I was able to do something from the standpoint of access capital was pulling money from out of a property, you know, and that wasn't a big deal, because interest
right.
rates, and on that part, the banks, and I knew with this laundromat equipment, I said, shit, ain't no need of me. The bank ain't gonna even deal with it. I gotta find me some other type of alternative source to be able to do that, because I know I ain't gonna be able to do it with the bank.
Yeah, and, you know, and the thing is, just trying to get a loan to the bank as well, it could take upwards of 6 to 8 months. They're constantly monitoring all your financials and questioning everything that you do, and it's like you're under a microscope the entire time.
You are under a microscope from the bank to get something from the bank that's not going to be enough.
I ran
into a lot of small business. All of them has told me the same thing. Matter of fact, a lot of them has got frustrated. You know, I did just learn the game of how the bank worked. I said, okay, this how the bank worked. The bank wants you to make deposits in the bank, but the bank don't want to give you nothing from the standpoint. And so that's how, like I said, you know, your organizations and others that come about, I see, because I said, well, how is this thing going to play out? Because the banking industry tightened up, because they knew
a lot
excess money from credit lines, equity lines. And the bank, I remember when the banks raised the credit score. They raised the credit score all the way up because, hell, a person had good credit. Hell, I had perfect credit score back then. A good credit score. Then now the bank raised it up. Then the bank kind of brought it back down a little bit, slow, where the people couldn't buy no homes. And then they slow brought it back down again to the 600 or whatever on that part that's dealing with it. But people,
isn't that crazy?
That's crazy. But people can't access money out if they want to borrow. They could go to this mortgage company, rather the bank, and get them $25,000 out of their property. Okay, and still have good property. It ain't, you know, excess in payment or nothing like that. But see, the bank, the financial institution, took all that stuff away.
They did.
From that part. But y'all coming back around, I see, because I'm seeing this stuff melting to them. I'm saying, okay, I'm saying, it's something else. Is something happening here now, because it wasn't happening like this.
Right.
And I see it by way of coming in the mail. I'm throwing it away. I'm saying, okay, I'm reading it, but I'm throwing it away. And I'm saying, wow. I say, okay, thanks. It's another alternative, and that's what small business needs, another alternative.
Right. And one thing is, you know, there's a bunch of fly-by-night companies that do things that are similar to us. We've been around for 16 years. We're kind of helped develop the program where businesses can, or business owners can tap into the equity of their businesses. So, you know, these companies that send you these flyers, they might not be there the next week, but we've been around for going on 17 years now.
Right. No, they come in the mail. I know they send them out all over because they come in the mail. It's either two things happen. They coming in the mail, and I know it's something that was changing that's dealing with alternative financing. They either come in the mail, or I probably get, this is no lie, I'm not exaggerating, I know I probably get 5 calls a day.
Well, I don't doubt it.
From funding companies all over the country, but I don't spend no time talking. I just said, no thank you, go on. And keep moving. So like you say, I know it's a lot of fly-by-night. There's some unscrupulous ones. I know there's a lot of stuff. And I'm not trying to kind of get tied up in that stuff and dealing with that because, you know, if you're too gullible and too anxious, or you know what I'm saying on that part. I'm not right there on that part right there. You know, I'm not right there. I'm not trying to from that standpoint.
No, but you're doing it the right way. You know, and even if it's not me, you know, just find one person to work with regards to this,
well,
and stick. You know, stick with them.
I got you. You gonna hear from me because I'm on slowly. My goal before the end of the year. It's mm-hmm. me. I had had the time to go seek the guy that's the broker, because this guy has several laundromats himself.
Right.
And
I'm sure he has some good insight for you too, right?
Right, right. He sells equipment, but I want to be able to bring him to a couple sites. He was at the site long time ago, and he ain't forgot me because I worked the daylights out of him. He forgot me, probably, man. You ain't got this laundromat up yet, but I was gonna get him to come to a couple of sites to look at, because that's what we're doing. Which I share with him. So, man, get somebody to come to the site, look at it, and see the sites you want, and then let them try to give you some estimates on equipment. And I know about it, but not to let nobody inflate for it, put all that equipment. I ain't gotta have $500,000 equipment. All
right.
Now, I want just to start. Give me the start and let it grow to where it busts out. It's just like going to a restaurant and the restaurant fall, but everybody's standing out there and they trying to get in there.
Yeah.
you can always expand, you know. Because really why I am, I'm going to ask them why I am. I'm located in a strip center that's got some other empty bay. And why I am with my catering company. It might be the potential for a laundromat in here because it's not going to be another restaurant area.
Wouldn't that be nice to have both businesses, you know, within feet of each other? That would be awesome.
Right, sure would. But anyway, I didn't take up no more of your time, but I will. You will be hearing back in contact with me. And, you know, if you don't hear from me, and it won't be next week, but if you don't hear from me in 30 days, make a note to call me back. Call me back 2 or 3 weeks from now, something like that, just touching base with me. But I'm hitting the road running on that.
Yeah, you know what? I'm putting a reminder in right now. I'm going to reach out to you the week after Thanksgiving, if that's okay.
Oh, that's fine. No, I want you to stay in contact with me because that's going to keep – I'm a driven person anyway, but I'm really trying to turn on another source of income on this part of dealing with it, and that's what it is with that laundromat.
Well, I'd love to help you out, man. It sounds like a great idea. I've been thinking about doing something like that for years, so I'd be interested to see on how everything else plays out potentially for me in the future.
Okay, all right. Well, I look forward to hearing from you.
Yeah, I just set a reminder right now, and I'm going to give you a holler the Monday after Thanksgiving. And if you have any questions before that, you know, you can always give me a call, man. I'm here to help Odell.
Okay, because I'm making me a note right here that you're going to call after Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Okay, I got it too. Okay, you have a good Thanksgiving. I'll hear you before then.
You as well. And are you a Tennessee Titans fan by chance?
I go with the Tennessee Titans because I'm here. I go with the underdog. anybody gotcha. Wins, I go with the underdog if they get there, and, you know, and they be winning. But right now, we still kind of struggling with the Titans. But
the reason that they're going to be down in San Diego this weekend, so I'm a big Chargers fan. So I was asking the
Chargers, y'all. I know you're a Chargers fan. You down there, y'all got to lighten up on it. Y'all might try to embarrass down there because we've been doing too well in the last couple of years. So y'all might beat up on us, and then we come back and they might throw the helmets out the door.
I don't know, man. It could be a toss-up this weekend. They play kind of wishy-washy. One week they look amazing. The next week they can't, get score a touchdown to save their lives. So it should be an interesting game this weekend.
That's how the Titans been going, man. They've been going. It's been a rebuilding year for a few years here, man. It just really hadn't clicked yet.
As a fan, it's like being on a roller coaster.
That's so true. That is very true. But I will talk about what you later.
All right. Sounds good, Odell. I appreciate the call today and your time.
Okay. Same here, too. Thank you.
All right. Take care, my friend. Bye-bye.